You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I got a bad case of loving you. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, this is a musical. Yes, it is a musical. I am so happy because it looks like Glee is back on the TV. Yay, I know some of you are probably watching Glee now instead of my show. Just TiVo it. I'm TiVoing Glee. All right, it's more important to listen to my show. You can later watch Glee, that's fine. You know, interesting, Charisse, she's not in the main Glee cast, but she's the one that sings really well and, you know, goes back and forth between the different Glee groups in the show. Her father was just stabbed to death in the Philippines. Father, 40 years old, Ricky Pempenko, apparently brushed up against another man when he was at a grocery store. The other guy was drunk, and then he stabbed him with an ice pick in the chest and back. Just horrible. And I like Charisse. She's a great singer. She's, a lovely addition to the Glee cast. I just think that is so sad. Just, oh, my gosh. You know, like Jennifer Hudson. You know, with her family tragedy, it just seems like there's, you know, even in Hollywood, these people aren't, you know, free from tragedy or immune from that. But just, oh, scary stuff. And it's, you know, you're not looking for trouble. I mean, it sounds like her father was just in a grocery store, you know, minding his business. Somebody said, "You're talking to me?" "No, I'm not talking to you." I mean, I don't know what really ended up happening or unfolding. But if it was something as simple as a drunk thinking that he said something that he didn't and stabs him, that's pretty scary. And then we need to assume that everybody's crazy that walks by us, right? Or is walking around with an ice pick. Why is he walking around with an ice pick? All right, well, here we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like, you know, in breaking news, one of the women who claims Herman Cain sexually harassed her now wants to lose the gag order so she can now talk. And from what I understand, the you know, part of the settlement, she actually has an attorney now to try to sift through the agreement. But I don't know if I want to call her the accuser, one of the accusers in the past when Herman Cain was a president of the Restaurant Association, the National Restaurant Association, from what I understand, if, you know, there's a settlement, she's supposed to then not talk to press. She's not supposed to come forward, try to write a book. So I'm not sure what's going on with this. Apparently, it doesn't look like the Herman Cain camp is really happy. This just isn't going away. It is not going away. And, of course, everybody is very eager to know the details. Now, you all know there's no surprise there. I mean, I've always been a fan of Herman Cain. You know, even before he was even thinking about the presidential bid when he was a radio host. I've just been impressed with a very intelligent man. You know, really knows business. I thought he would be a wonderful presidential candidate. And I still do. I still do. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the sexual harassment case. We talked about sexual harassment and for people falsely accused, which Herman Cain claims that he was. You know, there's many ways to be falsely accused of sexual harassment. But as details are coming out, where it was a five-figure settlement, it's starting to look a little worrisome for the Herman Cain camp. So we're going to, keep you posted as we get more information on this. But you see, it's so frustrating because these two women, I'm assuming they're women, there's no incentive to keep quiet. I mean, these women, they could write books. They're going to get their 15 minutes of fame. I mean, I got to tell you, this is why I would never run for politics, okay? Not because I sexually harass people. You know, that's probably the one thing I haven't done. You know, when you run for public office, you are going to get grilled. You're going to be raked over the coals. And, you know, I mean, I've already been through that. When I went through medical school, it was almost like rushing a fraternity, except it lasted for years. You know, and it was so frustrating, and I just wanted to make it to the finish line. You know, and I just don't feel like entering any more races. I've been asked, I'm like, Donnie, you should run for politics. Really? Is it because I'm so well-spoken? Really? Really? Is it because I have such a grasp on political issues? I'm a doctor. Yes, I like politics. Yes, I think it would be fun to run for office. But no, I don't want to go through the misery I went through going into medical school and being browbeaten. I mean, I know it's a different type of browbeating. You know, one is the media trying to dig stuff up on you and, you know, make mountains out of molehills. Again, I mean, my past is clean enough to run for office. It's just, I mean, you know, I don't want pictures of Facebook, you know, or me having a margarita being plastered all over the place. You know, I just don't want that. I don't want to put my family through that. I mean, you know, why? To be in public office and how people write political cartoons? I see these cartoons. I see how they depict, you know, President Obama. They give him big ears, a funny looking chin. I see how they depict, you know, many people, you know, in these cartoons. I don't want funny looking cartoons. I want flattering photos and flattering. I mean, oh my gosh, there's this one image of, President Obama, not a cartoon, talking to Hillary Clinton in the Oval Office. And she's in a chair and he's in a chair and he's pointing to a couch that's next to her chair. And the caption reads, "So, Hillary, if what you tell me is true, I am never going to sit on that couch again." Okay, you know, implying the President Clinton and Monica Lewinsky days. I don't know. I just don't think I'm up for that. I mean, it's not that I'm not strong enough or tough skin. It's just I don't need that. I don't want to be wasting energy on negativity. I don't want to. And I know how frustrated Herman Cain probably is. You know, whether something happened or not in his past or not. I mean, here he is. Millions of dollars have been spent on his campaign. He's busting his butt. He's finally topping the polls. Right? And then, you know, I mean, you know, he thinks he's got a great plan with the 999 and the economy. And a lot of us like the 999 plan. I mean, you think you're finally going to be able to accomplish something and someone's dragging you back in the water. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, but no, politics not for me. All right, when we come back, medical highlights and your emails on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breathing, you wonder if they have asthma. I like to try and diagnose people on their music, you know, when they sing, right? You know, does somebody have tinnitus? Right? Does somebody have Meniere's disease? That lady sounds like she has asthma. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, I haven't cleaned up all the candy wrappers from yesterday. I got to tell you, man. Oh, but you know what? The kids brought in some really, really good loot, and they brought it to Mama. They brought it to Mama. Yes, I claimed I was inspecting each of the candy pieces, but I do a taste test. Okay, I don't just look to see if there's any issues or razors or whatever. I do a taste test. The problem is by the time they get their candy back, it's half eaten with some saliva on there. All right, you better not be watching Glee. I know Glee's on right now, but no. We still got more of the show. All right, so what do we have here in the news? A man, 37 years old, dies after collapsing near the finish line of an L.A. half marathon. Charles Whitmore, 37-year-old, collapsed on Olympic Boulevard in downtown L.A. around 2 hours into the race. Emergency services performed CPR after he fell yards from the finish line. This was just a couple days ago, and they couldn't revive him. I got to tell you guys, I mean, I love the fact that people are staying active. And some of my marathon runners or my triathletes or decathlon people, very healthy, very fit, cholesterol perfect, non-existent, blood pressure great. But some people can't handle that type of exercise. You know, I mean, I've seen these marathons. You're running for hours. And sometimes the heart can't handle it. My recommendation is, any of you thinking about doing a marathon, okay, and actually running it as opposed to walking it like I do, all right, have a heart doctor do a stress test. Have a cardiologist do a stress test. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just trying to make the medical community money. And you're okay, shut up. No, I'm not. Okay, listen. The reason why I like a stress test is they stress the heart. They stress the heart a certain amount of time, and they do that while you're exercising. And if, God forbid, you have an issue with your valves or with your musculature or with an aspect of the heart, they'll hopefully be able to pick that up on your stress test. Because I'm going to tell you something, a marathon is stressful. Yeah, it is. Marathon is stressful. Right? I know some of you feel good. You know, and there's people, you know, throwing water at you, and everybody's kind of clapping your hands. You're a hero. Yeah, yeah, you look good in those shorts. I know. But it's stressful, and it's stressful on the heart. And it just kills me when you hear somebody who's, you think, doing things right in terms of diet and exercise and being active drops dead. Okay? You don't know what your heart can handle. Some of our hearts can handle it. And remember, we go back to hunter and gatherer days. All right? Our hearts were designed to run as far as we needed to catch the food. And then we would fatigue. And would fatigue and would rest and would get our oxygen back up and then maybe would run some more. Now, we've conditioned our bodies, and a lot of these marathon, you know, runners, they do condition their bodies, and rightfully so, so they could run longer and run longer, you know. But you wonder, was our body's heart designed to run for 2-3 hours? Was it? So, I mean, it scares me when I watch the Olympics. You know, and I just get so nervous. I'm like, oh, my God, can their hearts handle it? I, you know, because if you think about it, you know, if your heart rate is beating 200 beats a minute, it just scares me. It just does. I mean, exercise is good. Cardio is good. But just make sure a cardiologist, you know, thoroughly looks at your heart and tells you if you can handle it or not. Okay? And also, speaking of heart and medical news today, they were talking about these ADD medicines. Okay, now, you know how kids take ADD medications like Ritalin, Concerta, you know, and these medications act as stimulants. Well, scientists have decided, this was William Cooper at Vanderbilt University in Nashville and colleagues reported in New England Journal of Medicine that the ADHD medicines will not hurt the kids' hearts. They did not find an increased risk of cardiovascular events in children taking these medications. No significant increase in risk of sudden heart death, stroke, MI, etc. Okay, now, I'm going to agree with them. All right, I'm going to agree initially here because I do have to admit many of my children that become teenagers, when I do an EKG on them, you know, their heart looks good. Their heart looks okay. Where I see cardiac issues are with my older patients. All right, I'll do an EKG on somebody who's 30 that wants to go back on ADD medicines that they were on for 10 years, and I'll find some mild changes with their EKG. I've never seen that in the child, but I've seen it in the adult. Now, is it because the children don't manifest the issues? Is that why they aren't noticing anything? Is it because children are resilient? Maybe. Or maybe it doesn't hurt the heart. But any time I have an adult patient saying, I want to be put on ADD medicines, all right, and I don't like writing ADD medicines. I usually let the psychiatrist do it because whenever you start a person on Ritalin or Adderall, et cetera, I think a doctor should have a quit date. All right, because, you know, I don't really think somebody should be on this lifelong, you know, and then you need to come up with a plan. Are you going to be taking ADD medicine the rest of your life? Oh, no, I'm just taking it to get through this job. Well, aren't you going to have a job next week, next year? You know, oh, I'm just trying to get through school. After school, aren't you going to have a job? So, you know, I think anybody that starts on ADD medicine should have a plan on how long they're going to be on it. But I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you, I would say 80% of my patients who want to be on ADD medicines and are already adults, and I run the EKG on them, I see little blips or little flattenings of lines and you know, certain things that just bother me. And, you know, I tell them to show the EKG to their psychiatrist, maybe have the cardiologist take a peek. But I believe chronic stimulants do start to change the shape of the heart. I do. Maybe it won't change it enough to be significant. But I've seen changes. So maybe in kids, they're finding kids are resilient. So far, so good. But I'm not seeing the same, positivity, should I say, with the adults. So I would definitely recommend, you know, getting that checked. And I've talked about ADD a lot on the show. You know, parents will come in, bring the children in, saying the teacher says he has ADD. And, yeah, he may have attention deficit. And, of course, you know, he's sitting there playing a video game the whole time I'm talking to mom. And I go, well, you know, looks like he has selective attention deficit if he has it at all. And, you know, the teacher and the pediatrician and the psychiatrist decide he needs to be on a medication. And they put him on a medication. But then I ask the mom, all right, when are you going to take him off? Well, he was put on it in the second grade, and, you know, now he's in middle school. So I guess maybe in a couple years. I go, so when he's in high school? Oh, no, that won't be good because you need good grades in high school to get to college. So, no, I probably wouldn't stop it in high school. All right, well then college, after high school. Well, no, because if he wants to be a doctor or a lawyer or go on to graduate school, he'll need good grades in college. I think a big problem with ADD is you have true attention deficit out there. You have true hyperactivity. You have true mixed. All right. And then you have a group of kids that I don't want to say have a learning disorder, because I don't want to say they have a disorder, but they need to learn differently. Okay. They may need to learn hands on. In fact, I have one of my children. I don't think he has ADD at all. He's brilliant. He's smarter than I ever was as a child. I mean, this kid is smart. He is street smart. This kid is smart. Yet he does not like to sit down with a book, read, and do reading comprehension. He doesn't like to do it. I hated that. I like to do math, but I hated that, but I did it because I was so driven to get good grades, because I knew if I wanted to be a doctor, I had to get good grades, and I was really driven. You know, with him, he's like, this is boring. You know, I mean, I don't like this. I'd rather, you know, learn it from a player, learn it from a, but doing it. And I think we've been forcing so many kids, a certain percentage of kids, to learn a certain way. When they start to buck it and not do well, then they get diagnosed with ADD. And it's frustrating. And, you know, sometimes teachers go, well, take them to a psychologist, and the psychologist gives them a diagnosis. You know, the kid may not need a diagnosis. He may just need a different teacher or a different way to learn. It's just a lot of us, we don't have the resources. We don't. And the poor teachers, I mean, you know, these teachers, they're dealing with overcrowded classes. I mean, I don't blame them for getting frustrated. I don't. I mean, you can't teach each kid individually. I wish you could. You know, you can't. I mean, schools have always been that way. You learn it or lump it. I mean, you sit here, and if you don't do well, you get in trouble. But I think we need to identify certain kids learn a certain way. And maybe they do have some variances in attention span. I mean, if you like the material, you're going to have attention. If you don't, you don't. I mean, these kids with ADD, if they could sit through a Transformer movie for 2 hours, I don't think they have attention deficit. I think they have selective attention deficit. And I don't think these kids need to be medicated. The only thing is, how do you get them through school? All right, when we come back, more medical headlines and your emails on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Dr. Dolly Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, and we still have more I want to get to after the medical news. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. Facebook, just look up, I guess, Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Dahlia Wax as well. All right, so 40 deaths a day in the U.S. from prescription painkillers. 40 people are dying in America every day because they are overdosing on pain pills. Now, we're talking about oxycodone, Percocet, Percodan, Lortab, Opanamethadone. I mean, these things are being abused like crazy. And you know, I hate to use the term abuse because I know a lot of you are in chronic pain. And we talked about this earlier tonight on the show. You know, some of you were in a car accident, or you came back from a tour, or you, you know, had some significant trauma and or, you know, back surgery that failed. So I know some of you, you know, are in a lot of pain. So I hate to use the word abused. I mean, I think abuse should be used for somebody who really doesn't, you know, need to take it, and then they take it. But unfortunately, there are people that are using them, you know, abusively. And then there's people that are overdosing that don't mean to. You know, they're just on 10 Lortab a day. You know, we talked about why that could kill you. It lowers your respiratory rate. It lowers your heart rate. You know, if you, God forbid, mix it with alcohol, that could be a problem. Of course, every Lortab is attached to 500 milligrams of Tylenol, which is a half a gram of Tylenol. So you take 10 Lortab a day, that is 5 grams of Tylenol. That just eats out your inside. I mean, it's toxic to the liver. And so they say abuse is more common in men than in women, in non-Hispanic whites more than other races and ethnicities, in rural more than urban neighborhoods, and in middle-aged more than younger or older adults. All right, they say states with poor prescription control laws tend to have more deaths from prescription drug abuse. I think Oklahoma, I believe, if I read, had the most. Let me see. They say the highest abuse problem is Oklahoma, where more than 8% of people over the age of 12 abused opioid pain relievers in 2008 and 2009. Then they said Oregon was next in line with 7% of the population. Then the rate was 6% in Rhode Island and Washington State. They say, however, the number of people being killed, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Nevada saw the most people being killed. The lower death rate was in Nebraska. They say most of the pain prescriptions written are written by 3% of the medical population, the medical doctors. 3% are writing the majority of these painkillers. I mean, if somebody's in pain, I write them a pain pill. I don't write them a lot, and we talked about this. I don't like to write refills. You know, I think if you have chronic pain, you should see a pain specialist. Or if you have chronic issues with a joint, you should be seeing an orthopedist for that joint. Or if you're having chronic chest pain, you shouldn't be taking pain pills for chest pain. You should be seeing a cardiologist. So, as a family doc, I don't do a lot of pain medicines. You know, I mean, I don't deny people them. I mean, if they're in pain, I give them to them. But I don't manage pain. There are pain specialists out there that do manage pain. Many of them do a phenomenal job, but I have a lot of people saying it's not working. You know, I have low back pain. I had a surgery. That's not working. I've done chiropractic. I've done acupuncture. I've done massage. I've done physical therapy. I've done hypnosis. You know, I've done the injections. I'm taking the medications. It's not working. What other options do I have? And it's very frustrating. Extremely frustrating. I don't know how you guys do it. Plus, if you've been on pain medicines for 5, 10 years, I mean, if you've been on pain medicines for weeks, you're already getting addicted to them. You know, the chance for addiction, they say abuse, and I don't like to use that word because I think a lot of people fall victim because of a tragedy that they incurred. Now I'm losing my train of thought. I'm sorry. You could so easily become addicted to these that you think you need the pain medicine because you're having pain, but what you're having is withdrawal. And we've talked about withdrawal symptoms, the nausea, the dizziness, the irritability, the insomnia, the sweats, the diarrhea, tons of symptoms. I mean, we've diagnosed flu in people who just miss taking their daily pain pill. I mean, you know, it could be one pill a day. It doesn't have to be 10 pills a day. You know, they say the reason why Heath Ledger died is because of an overdose. And remember, overdose doesn't mean you popped a handful of pills. It could be one. It could be two, being mixed with a benzodiazepine like Valium or Xanax, or being mixed with alcohol. So I can't urge enough how you need to be careful. And if you are on chronic medicine, you need to get that addressed with your doctor. Okay, number one is you could be taking too much Tylenol. Number two, you could be taking too much narcotic. Number three is if you're taking 10 a day, and 5 could do the trick, but you're going to go through withdrawal because your body's so used to taking that much. You got to start detoxing. And there's ways to detox. There's programs. There's inpatient. There's outpatient. I know you're like, oh, my God, detox. You sound like I'm a druggie. No. You know, you got to get that stigma out of your mind, okay? Whether someone's on cocaine or methamphetamine or pain pills, all right, as the medical field looks at them all as chemical substances, okay? Just get the whole stigma out of your mind. I mean, you know, many detox programs are for innocent people that got hurt in the past or had a surgery or had back pain or got sacked so much in football that they blew out their discs, you know, was started on pain medicine and was never able to get off until the point where now they need it every day and they can't get off. Okay? It doesn't mean you're a bad guy. Okay? You get that out of your mind and definitely seek help because you need to know why you're taking 10 a day. Is it truly the pain or is it the rebound of the medicine wearing off? And, you know, people that take chronic pain medications are constipated, which also makes them grumpy. And these medications make you grumpy and they also give you depression. You know, you get a reactive depression. You're in a good mood when you take the pill, but then when it wears off, you are grumpy. And I mean, people are losing family members. They're losing, they're getting divorced. Somebody on chronic narcotics is not a fun person to be around. And it's if you're just, going to your regular doctor, and they're just filling you 100 pills at a time with multiple refills, I would suggest you get evaluated by a pain specialist, or have that, or ask your doctor to go that next step. Where, what can you do to mix it up a little bit so you aren't giving your body the same toxins? I mean, keep in mind, the FDA is already trying to restrict pain medicines. I mean, they are all over this. The government wants to be involved. Whether they're going to cut back on the Tylenol component, cut back on the number being administered or prescribed, the government's going to be involved. And remember, we have Obamacare kicking in, all right? And lack of access later, as doctors are leaving the field, and as office visits are going to have to be probably streamlined because of the cost of health care, you may not be able to get your refill of pain medicine that easy. It makes me so, I find it so unsettling when I have a patient who's addicted to pain medicine, not because of me, they've been given pain medicine their whole life, so their pain doctor has them on, 5 to 10 a day, let's say, which I think is still enormous, and they go to the hospital, and we talked about this yesterday, where you go to the hospital for a condition, and here the nurse gives you one little baby Lortab every few hours, and, you take more than that, so you're climbing the walls. Just climbing the walls, you're miserable. And they're not going to give you 10 a day because that's not healthy. And so, I always tell people, I go, look, there's going to be, you're going to have an emergency. You're going to have, God forbid, a car accident or something. And you're going to need more pain medicine than what you're on. And if you're maxed out and your receptors are maxed out, you're going to be in pain. And I'm afraid of being in pain. I think we're all afraid of being in pain. Nobody wants to be in pain. And so I want to know that if I need a pain medicine, it's going to work. Now some of us like me, I mean, I never like to take pain medicines, and you're allowed to. If you have a valid reason, you could take a pain medicine if you have to. But my biggest fear with some of these patients is they've been maxing out on their pain medicine. Something happens to them. They get admitted to the hospital and they're in agony. It's like torture. So prepare for the future. Okay. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Conrad Murray, I guess, decided not to take the stand in his defense. And from what I can understand, the defense rests. So they've, I try to throw some legal terms in the air. All right, so it says, apparently I think prosecution's done, the defense is done. I'm not sure now if the jury deliberates, but I thought the prosecution lasted a heck of a lot longer than the defense. I guess that happens. But the defense rested its week-long case, they said. They, you know, called up a bunch of character witnesses, a couple medical experts. So, you know, and of course, what they're trying to claim is Michael Jackson injected the propofol himself. Okay? I don't see how my problem is the propofol shouldn't be there. Do I think Conrad Murray's going to go to jail? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised losing a license and malpractice. Again, you know, people are like, Talia, why isn't this just a malpractice case? You know, somebody died from, you know, a medication error. Yeah, but the medication error was done in his house. It wasn't done in a proper surgical setting. You know, does that mean, you know, it's a manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter? Again, I'm not an attorney, you know, I'm a doctor, and all I know is, you know, this is ridiculous and unheard of. I've never even,
I wouldn't even fathom somebody doing like something like that in a person's home without the proper equipment, using propofol for sleep. You know, and I know the defense, you know, tried to, you know, portray Michael Jackson as somebody who was, you know, an abuser of sleeping medications and, you know, begging doctors and just, you know, finding a doctor who would do it for him. But again, you know, when you're a doctor, you take an oath and it's do no harm. And, you know, whether they're paying you $150,000 a month or not, you know, you don't do that because, again, you're the one that has the medical knowledge. All right. You know, these powerful Hollywood stars could think they own you and tell you what to do. But, you know, doctors have to take a stand and say, no, OK, this isn't something that's safe. I mean, and then you also wonder, where did Michael Jackson get the knowledge that you could use propofol? You know, I don't think the average person, I don't even think the average doctor would go online and go, well, huh, OK, I could use, you know, Tylenol PM over the counter for sleep. I could use Ambien for sleep. Or here's on the list, propofol. Propofol is not on the list of medications putting you to sleep. They're on the list of anesthetic medications that anesthesiologists use. So you wonder who in the medical field brought that up, you know, to him. You know, I mean, Michael Jackson was a very intelligent man. But, you know, I don't think he looked it up himself and said, oh, you could give me this and put me to sleep. You know, somebody might have said, well, this is an option. And who did that? Because they should have known better. All right. Also in entertainment news, Justin Bieber is saying he did not knock up a woman. 20-year-old woman is accusing Justin Bieber of impregnating her. Justin Bieber is old enough to have sperm? Really? I'm looking at TMZ here. There's not a lot of news on this. The woman in question reportedly filed a paternity suit against Justin, claiming she, I can't use that term, the underage singer backstage at one of his LA concerts and left with an embryonic party favor. This is from TMZ. Ooh, they know how to write. I got to tell you, very entertaining. Well, I didn't realize he was old enough to make sperm. That just blows my mind. All right. Let's go to your emails at drdahlia.com. For those of you that want to email me, you could reach me on my email at drdahlia.com, through my website, a variety of ways for you to reach me. The direct email is drdahlia@hotmail.com. Doctor, I'm 59 years old and I'm as frustrated as you are with today's youth. I raise my children well, but sternly. Yet I see my grandchildren disrespect my children and my wife. I want to tell my son to give his child a backhand each time he smarts off, but he won't pay me any attention. The wife tells me not to interfere, but I can't stand watching these kids grow up without respect for their household. Any input would be welcomed. Well, I got to tell you, I don't know how I would handle being a grandparent watching my grandchildren or my children raise their grandchildren incorrectly. I would not be able to handle it. I think that's got to be so frustrating for any of you who are grandparents. That has to be so frustrating. I mean, my kids don't listen to me now. There is no way they're going to listen to me as adults when I'm trying to, you know, teach them what to do with their grandchildren. They won't. You know, kids know it all. Kids know it all. But you and I are in agreement. I see how disrespectful children are. I mean, my children are disrespectful to me. You know, I don't punish them like I used to be punished. You know, there's laws now. You know, I couldn't. I mean, we don't use the belt, you know, anymore. We don't, you know, go to bed without supper. I mean, we don't, you know, do those things, or we aren't supposed to. We aren't supposed to backhand them and some, you know. I mean, half the things my kids say, I would have probably lost a tooth growing up. And it's very frustrating. And, you know, we've talked about parenting and disciplining children and time out. My kids, when I put them in time out, it is a joke to them. They giggle, they pinch each other, then I separate them, and then they look at each other and giggle. And they, I mean, time, and so, you know, I'll go, all right, time out 5 minutes, and I'll go 6 minutes and 7 minutes. I mean, they could spend all afternoon in time out entertaining each other and not even know why they're in time out. Yet when I got a spanking, right, with my dad's belt, and that belt buckle left some pretty good welts, you bet you, for weeks I would remember why I got in trouble. Now, I'm not saying that that's the appropriate way to discipline. Okay, you know, studies have shown hitting doesn't work, and a lot of, you know, children have psychological issues, and they end up going into radio. I'm joking. You know, we can't recommend it, and I can't recommend it. I mean, I don't think hitting is the answer either, but I think parents need to be a heck of a lot more stern with these kids. You know, you backtalk, you go to your room, you know, or you have to, you know, eat a piece of asparagus. All right, just eat the piece of asparagus, right? And now, I mean, when I was growing up, my friends' dads would put Tabasco sauce in their mouth. My dad never did that. Thank God. I don't think I could handle that. When you'd swear, use foul language, you get Tabasco sauce in your mouth. I mean, that's pretty rough. My dad, that was the last time the kids swore. You know, in the olden days, you'd wash your mouth out with soap, but we aren't supposed to do that. You know, say, oh, there's too much chemicals in soap now, too many chemicals. But, the kid mouths off, you know, you tell him to go up to his room. You know, oh, I'm sorry. No, go up to your room for 5 minutes. Comes back down, mouths off, goes up to the room. Now, of course, the room can't have games. It can't have an Xbox. It can't have a Nintendo. He can't be listening to TV. I mean, just throw him into a timeout. I think timeout is a lot more useless than you know, a lot of us give it credit for. But honestly, you know, if you think about it, if you have a wall that's kind of in a boring place in the kitchen, and they have to just sit there against the wall every time they mouth off, and they have to sit there quietly, after the fifth time in a 20-minute period, well, wait, 5 minutes times five, all right, you know, a 25-minute period, you know, I think they're gonna, you know, realize they can't mouth off. You know, I mean, we talked about this when I was a kid. If my mom would call me and I would say, what? I would get smacked across the face. I had to say, yes. Yes, mom, you couldn't just say what. You know, and kids these days, what? I'm trying to watch TV. What? Oh, my gosh. You know, and you as a grandparent, I think you could say something. Now, of course, it's difficult because you have the in-law. You either have the son-in-law or you have the daughter-in-law. And so, you know, sometimes you don't know how they'll take it, and they'll think you're interfering and et cetera. But, you know, maybe how you could approach it is say, you know, I mean, it's, you know, either A, just talk to your loved one because, you know, they won't, you know, excommunicate you or disown you. You know, but if not, you got to sit down and say, you know, look, you know, I would love to give you guys some pointers. I know you know what you're doing. You're the kids' parents. But I would, you know, love to give you some pointers. And if you use them, great. If you don't use them, you know, no harm done. But I would just love to give you some input with some things I'm seeing as, you know, from the outside. And I, you know, but I would say make your voice known. Make your voice known. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You can also reach me at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY if you have any questions you want me to play on air and answer. And, of course, keep those emails coming. Great emails. You all be safe. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.